I thank you all these testimonies. Awesome God, powerful God, I give you the praise, I give you the honor, I give you the adoration. You are wonderful, you are merciful. Thank you for filling our mouth with testimony. Thank you for honoring your word. We have come this morning to say thank you. We have come this morning to say thank you. Our marriage, we give you praise. Our marriage, we give you praise.
The Lord is going to do for you in this particular series is that the Lord will open your eyes to see the things of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Turn your back to me. Our next prayer point is taken from Genesis 21, verse 19. Genesis 21, verse 19. And you are going to unmute your devices if you haven't done so. Genesis 21, verse 19. Now, the Bible says in the book of Genesis 21, verse 19, and God opened our eyes. God, we open your eyes in the name of Jesus. Saw a well of water. This morning, God, we open the eyes of somebody here this morning. Where your well of water is, God, we open your eyes in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And says she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. Brethren, until the Lord open your eyes, you remain in darkness. But when God opens your eyes to see what you need to know, when God opens your eyes to see the step you need to take, I tell you, you have won that victory already. So you are going to lift up your voice this morning. You are going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, please open my eyes that I may see. Open my eyes to see the root cause of fear. Whatever may be
Father, in the name of Jesus, life, Lord, Father,
make that
open
prayer.
My eyes,
Lord,
Lord, Father,
open my eyes,
Father, name
morning,
Jesus,
in the name of
open
Jesus,
my eyes this
lift
morning,
up your voice
Father,
and cry to
Jesus,
him this morning. And say, my
Father,
Father,
Lord,
open
Almighty,
my eyes,
open my eyes, Lord,
open my eyes,
that
I may see. God answers prayer. Whenever we pray like this,
in the name of Jesus, Father, Lord,
lift up your voice and say, Lord, let me
see my
own
day. Not today be my home, so Father, the watch is to open my eyes, so it's well.
Let my eyes be open. Let my eyes be open. Open the eyes of your children in the name of Jesus. Spiritually open our eyes. Spiritually open our eyes. Spiritually open our eyes. Physically open the eyes of your children who see the root cause of fear in their lives and give them total victory.
Almighty God, the King of the world, the whole world, the whole world, the whole world, the whole world, the whole
Amen. Amen. Your next prayer point, the Bible said, and God opened her eyes. She was right beside the water that she needed. But then she didn't know. And that's the same thing that happens to our life. Sometimes where your blessing is right beside you, but you don't know. Sometimes where your breakthrough, your testimony, that long-awaited prayer point is right beside you. But until God open your eyes, I tell you, you may not see the solution. But this morning, God, we open your eyes in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Instances in the Bible. There are many instances in the Bible where God had to open the eyes of people. God opened the eyes of Balaam to see the angel that was standing in front of him from moving forward, from going ahead to disobey God. God opened his eyes. God opened the eyes of the disciples. Jesus was in their midst. They didn't know. He was actually even walking to them on the way to Emmaus, but then they didn't know. But the Bible said the moment he gave them bread, their eyes was what? Was open. He appeared to them on the seaside. He opened their eye. Brethren, you need God to open your eye. Now, where your well of water is today, God will open your eye. You are going to say, oh Lord, open my eye. To see the well of water that you have
well of water.
Make that prayer in the name of
Jesus. My Father, my God. Almighty God, hold my eyes, oh Lord.
Maybe to some is maritally. Maybe you are single here. You are saying, Lord, where will you send to me? You need God to open your eyes. You need God to open your eyes. Maybe couples. Maybe you are having crisis and challenges in your home for marriage. You need God to open your eyes to see the source of that problem. Maybe it's your health. You need God to open your eyes. In the name of Jesus. Maybe your own case is fruitfulness. You need God to open your eyes. Say, Lord, open my eyes, oh Lord. Father, open my eyes. Open my eyes to see the well of water you have prepared for me. Is somebody praying?
Open my eyes, oh Father, to see the well of water you have prepared for me.
Anyone who blinds this one, I command your eyes to be open now. Be open now. You are here this morning. You are about giving up on that dream because you said that there was no money. No, God said I should tell you there's money. Don't say there's no money. If you say there's no money, then you won't find money. I want you to know there is money. What you need is somewhere. And when God opens your eyes, God will bring the resources that's required. So don't give up that dream. The money, the resources you need, God will commit to your hand today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are going to say, Father,
Father,
your word. Open my eyes to behold glorious things out of thy law. Make that a prayer this morning.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, my Father, my God, my Creator, Almighty God,
that I may behold glorious things out of thy law. Until God open your eyes, you may not do wondrous things out of the Bible. The Lord, open your eyes. The people of Israelite were going to the Canaan land. They were going to possess their promised land, but then they had the problem of water. And the problem was that the water was bitter. And the people began to complain about
Jesus.
They were mourning against the Lord of Jesus. They were despising them and they were not for them. Moses went back to God. Lord, what is the way out?
And God told
him, go and cross that way. Pass it into that river, and the water will no more be. And that is what comes out. Lift up to you and say, Father, open my eyes this morning. Lord, open my eyes this morning. Whatever may become Mara in my life, anything that may be Mara in your life, every water, say, Lord, open my eyes this morning. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The end of this, adore you. I give you praise. I thank you for the great honor again to appear before you with the saint. We are grateful because you have not called us to seek you in vain. No, you said you have not called the house of Jacob to seek you in vain. Lord, you are the rewarder of them that diligently seek you. This morning, we are grateful for all you have done since the revival hour started. We are grateful for all you are doing in your house. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the ongoing series. Thank you for the past series. We are grateful for what you have done. Thank you for opening our eyes. This morning, Father, take over the sleep of play. Make it that. Let every word that proceed be such that bring honor and glory to your name, leading to revival, salvation of soul, miracles, signs, and wonder in the mighty name of Jesus. Let Lord, at the end of this morning devotion, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, let no one remain the same.
Amen. Lord,
singing a new song. In Amen. Jesus' most powerful name, we pray.
Amen.
And the people of God will shout a big amen.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and your household in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. This is my year of greater exploit. Therefore, what eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, and has entered into the heart of man, shall be the other
day of my life.
Hallelujah. Holiness within.
Holiness without.
God bless you. God bless you. You may mute your devices. May mute you. God has been talking to us on the subject, fear not. By now, we understand that fear is the expectation of evil occurrences. Now, and we also understand that it's a torment. Anyone who is under the spell of fear, they are under serious torment. And also, it means the absence of faith. Now, we have looked at some example of people that feared in the Bible. By the help of God, we look at Adam and Eve when they sinned against God, sinned. Sin brought fear. Sin brought fear into their life. We also look at their son. We look at the son of Adam called Cain, who killed his own brother. I pray no blood, no human blood, no person's blood will be found in your hands and in my hands in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus. Now, we're going to look at another example of somebody that feared greatly in the Bible. Now, turn your Bible with me to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. Now, the Bible says in verse 11, and it came to pass, Genesis 12, 11, and it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarai, his wife, behold, now I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore, it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, this is his wife, and they will kill him. And they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. Verse 13, say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, brethren, fear, another side of it that the Lord wants us to take very good note of, is fear can be hereditary. Fear can be hereditary. It can be passed down from one generation to another generation. There are families, individuals that do not recognize, and that's the reason why God said we should pray that prayer from Genesis 21, that God open your eyes. And I believe God answered that prayer. Is that just as the way the Bible says that a good man will leave inheritance for his children's children. And that is also what the Bible says concerning the righteous man. Now, just as the righteous man can leave inheritance for his children's children, both spiritual inheritance, material inheritance, financial inheritance, and so on, the same way a man can leave the inheritance of fear for his children. Now, when you look at the story of Abraham, what we just read, he was heading down to Egypt after God had called him. Now, But as he was heading down to Egypt, in the process, he observed that he might be killed. And so fear set in. Satan put fear in his heart. We're talking about Abraham, the father of faith. Satan put fear in his heart and said, see, this is where you are going, that you are not going to make it. And Satan painted a picture. Why? Because if you tell them that Sarah, by then her name has not been changed to Sarah, but now by then it was Sarah. Now, he said, if you tell them that she's your wife, they will kill you. Because the Bible described that Sarah was a very fair woman, was a very beautiful woman. That Egyptian men, when they see her, then the next thing is that they will kill him. That was the picture that Satan painted in the heart of Abraham. And Abraham believed it. And so he worked out his own strategy, just like many of us do. Now, he told his wife, say, see, this is the situation. As we are going to this place, please don't tell them you are my wife. I will tell them you are my sister. That way, teaching the wife to lie and vice versa. Now, like I've always said, by the help of the Holy Ghost, husbands, don't teach your wife to lie. Wives, don't encourage your husband or force them to lie. That is not good. Now, when this happened, what happened is this. The prince of Pharaoh, when they saw Sarah, they said, wow, this woman is very beautiful. And so they went to the man. Because if the woman is your wife and you're saying is your sister, you're simply saying that you have given every other man legal ground to come and have the woman. And so, but Abraham chooses to lie because he was scared he might die. Maybe you are here, you are scared you may die. I want you to know you will not die. You will live. Believe God. God was the one who called Abraham from Genesis chapter 11 to the end. Now, towards the end, he called him to come and fulfill the mandate that God had ordained for his own father. If you read the story very well, Terah, his father, was actually called to go and possess Canaan, but he stopped on the way and died. And so God decided to now pick his son, Abraham. Now, but all of these things, when these things happened, Abraham had quickly forgotten that God was with him. Many times, we quickly forget that God is with us. Why would you allow the faces of men to scare you? God told Jeremiah, he said, see, I have put your fear in them. Don't be scared of their faces. If you do, I will confound you before them. Abraham was scared of the Egyptians, and then he lied, and they took his wife. But the Lord intervened. God helped him. Not only, one, he didn't lose his life at the end of the day. Two, they didn't violate his wife. Three, he didn't actually lose his wife too, because his wife has a place to play in his destiny. God has ordained that Sarah will be the one to carry Isaac, the promised child. So, and that is why as a man, as a young brother, as a young sister, and as parent, we are to guide our children the way of the Lord. Don't leave them to themselves. Don't say they know what they are. No, they don't know what they are doing. That's why you are their parent. You are to guide them into the promise of God. And as you do, in the name of Jesus, the Lord will reward you with good old age, and you will see those children doing well in the Lord, in the name of Jesus. So Abraham feared. Brother, what is it that you are scared of? What is it that you are scared of that is making you to deny Jesus? Are you scared that you may sack you at work? No, God is in control. Are you scared you may lose your wife or lose your husband? No, God is in control. Are you scared you may lose your children? No, God is in control. Put your trust in the Lord. I want you to bow down your head this morning as we pray. When you look at how Abraham started, it tells you that your beginning may be rough now, but you will finish well. Abraham finished well. You will finish well. I will finish well in the name of Jesus. Now, you are going to pray. You have three prayer points to pray. And I'm going to call them out. Write them as much as you can and pray. Number one, Father, I thank you for sending your word unto me this morning. I thank you for destroying the stronghold of fear in my life. That's your prayer point number one. Father, I thank you for sending your word unto me this morning. I thank you for destroying the stronghold of fear in my life. Number two, in the name of Jesus, I offload all evil inheritances from my biological father and from my biological mother. In the name of Jesus, anything evil I have inherited. Some people inherited fear from their father. They inherited fear from their mother. And that is still tormenting them till now. So you pray, in the name of Jesus, I offload all evil load, all evil inheritance from my biological father, from my biological mother, in the name of Jesus. Number three, you are going to pray and say, in the name of Jesus, I shall not leave evil inheritance for my children. In the name of Jesus, I will not leave evil inheritance for my children. Now go ahead and pray and then add your personal prayer. Now, are you here this morning? You are not born again. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. He cares for you. The beginning of freedom from fear is by accepting Jesus into your heart as Lord and Savior. So you are here, you are not born again. I want to raise up your right hand and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life in Jesus' name. Now, as you have prayed that prayer, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. The Lord forgive you your sin. The Lord write your name in the book of life. Today mark the beginning of a new dawn in Jesus' name. Go ahead. Now go ahead and pray. In the next 1 minute or so, we'll be back even to round up. Remember, you're praying for yourself. Remember, you're praying for your household. Remember, the prayer you pray for yourself is your own, to lift up your voice and cry to God this morning. Begin to give him thanks. Now begin to thank him for he has answered your prayer. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. I believe that the stronghold of fear has been shattered in your life. I believe evil inheritances from your father and mother have been offloaded. Owners of evil load have carried them. I believe in the name of Jesus, you will not leave evil inheritance for your seed. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I want you to stretch forth your hand. Somebody's here. You are saying, yeah, this concerns you. Yes. I want you to know that God brought you here this morning because he wants to liberate you. I know that somebody today will sleep and have a glorious dream. God showing you the source of that problem and the way out in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you this morning for your word that you have sent unto us. We are grateful again for showing us your kindness, for showing us great mercy that we don't deserve. This morning, I pray, let this word mix with faith in the heart of your children. I pray for each one of you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I ask this morning from the Lord, my God, that every root of fear be exposed in your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, today mark an end to that family problem in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning. Every evil inheritances from your father, from your mother, whether you know them or you don't know them, whether they are alive or they are late, it doesn't matter. Whatever evil load you are carrying that is from your parent, in the name of Jesus, I command such evil load now to be removed in Jesus' name. Owners of evil load, bend down and carry them in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, all the parents in the house. I pray for you, you will leave good inheritance for your children. You will not leave fear with your children. Rather, you will leave faith with them in the name of Jesus. You will not leave evil with them. Rather, you will leave God with them in the name of Jesus. You will leave abundance, prosperity with them in the name of Jesus. And I pray that when on the last day, together with our children and our seed, we shall be at the Lord's feet together. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare today a blessed day. Are you sick? Be healed in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.